This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. And I'm grateful to have you all listen and tune in every week. And remember, the Mile High Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, YouTube. It's everywhere. And it's broadcast internationally. People have it in 35 countries now. So it's gaining ground. And we're grateful to bring real chiropractic to people consistently to help change and move the profession and chiropractors and chiropractic. I am extremely excited to be your host today with one of the people that I really enjoy hearing to speak, Dr. Cornell Cornish, Zeus Cornish, who's coming to us from New Orleans, Louisiana right now. He practices in Texas, but right now he's in Louisiana, his home state. And thank you for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be on. I appreciate you guys taking time and having us on.
Well, I'm grateful for all you're doing for chiropractic and just lighting a fire under people. Tell a little bit so people get to know you about how you found your way into chiropractic.
So I was playing a little football professionally, and that didn't work out. So I'm back home in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm driving around the town, and I get into a car accident, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy rear-ends me, and I'm fine in the accident. Didn't know anything about chiropractic, but you know, down in New Orleans, when somebody rear-ends you from the back, you typically go to the doctor so you can get a check, right? So right. Just being fully transparent, I started going to the chiropractor, and the guy told me that, you know, I was going to his office. He worked 2.5 days a week. I was like, man, that's cool. And I asked him one day, how much money do you make? And he was in a small town, and he said, yeah, man, I make about $200,000 a year, and I work 2.5 days a week. So I said, what? So I thought to myself, I said, man, shucks, if I work twice as much as he did, I can make double. So I had a buddy who had just enrolled to chiropractic college in Parker, who I went to college with, and he kind of told me about it. And man, and a few months later, we were driving down to Atlanta, and I never even visited Life University, man. I just filled out the application, got accepted, and I just jumped all from there, man.
That's awesome. And that's one of the things that's awesome about outstanding chiropractors is they get all in. They're all in on the principle, they're all in on the values, and they just dive into helping serve people. And that's one of the things that I see about you. Now, you opened up, you graduated from Life when?
I graduated in Life December 2010.
Okay, and started practicing in Texas right away?
No, so actually, I went to Colorado Springs in Colorado, and I was working for a company out there that they have tons of offices, and they're very successful, 100% chiropractic. And, you know, I was going to open up one of their franchises down in Dallas, Texas, and, you know, as we found that, we just decided that, you know, it wasn't going to work for me and it wasn't going to work for them. And so my family gave us money and we took it down to Dallas, Texas, and we opened up there. My wife and I, we practice together currently. You know, I'm kind of the face and she's the hard working machine back there in Dallas, Texas. And so we've been open about 4.5 years now. And we're seeing right about 500 people a week, and it's just been awesome. It's been a great ride.
That's awesome, and you know it's awesome when people get out of school and just do it, and just you know light a fire down, know they have lives to save, and just make it happen. So let's talk about you and your wife practicing together. I husband wife team. Me and my wife Rochelle. You know. there's something really special about being able to run, you know, run a business and have a family together. What are some things that you found that were, you know, helpful for people in that dynamic of raising a family and running a chiropractic office?
Man, you know, I'm going to tell you, man, when I come to Mile High, when I get on a stage, I'm very transparent. You know what I mean? I'm a real dude. And when we first left Colorado and opened up our practice, man, we struggled like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I, we weren't making any money. We weren't having any new practice members. Man, we were seeing like 15 people a week in our office. You know, we thought that we can do it, and we knew we can do it. But when we got into the office and started practicing, there was just so many things that were missing that we didn't understand, that we didn't know.
Right.
So after a while, our practice just started to crumble, and my wife actually left practice, went into retail as a store manager at a major retail store, and I stayed into the office with the kids. I was in the office every day with my kids in the CA, and it took about a year, man, and we finally got to 100 visits a week. So we got to about 250 a week in 2 years, opened a second location, okay? When at that point, my wife came back into the practice, we opened a second location, is when we really started to take off, because you know, she had, mm-hmm. I had to find my way. And then we finally started to gel together, putting our egos to the side. We didn't understand, mm-hmm. understanding that we didn't know much about running a principal chiropractic office is very mm-hmm. hard. And you can see why a lot of people go other ways. And that's those people, I'm not putting that down, but together and gelling and realizing, hey, you're strong in this area, I'm strong in this area, it really started to take off. So we have a very, very unique story. We overcame a lot of obstacles, man, in the beginning to get to where we are. And every day, man, in the practice, this week we just had, you know, one of our biggest weeks in practice. I feel like we're scratching the surface. You know, every week we're learning something mm-hmm. new, because in my opinion, and I'm 4 years in, but I feel like I'm only 2 years in, because when we got a second office, we had a new start, you know?
Right. Right.
I feel like every day I'm learning something, because in principal chiropractic, it's hard, man. And a lot of people run away from it because it's tough and it's a lot of things to overcome. But, you know, it's worth, people are healing and people are referring and that practice is growing and the money's coming in. You know, that's important. People hate to talk about money in chiropractic, but I mean, in order for us to really make a difference in our community and make a difference in chiropractic, we need money. And to do that, we have to be able to serve a high level.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, when I've seen you speak, one of the things that I loved about you was how authentic you were, you know, and I think now in chiropractic more than ever, as a profession, we have to be authentic. As a profession, hasn't been authentic. We've been everything else to everybody else. It is standing out, and it does take work. I know myself and my wife, you know, getting going, practicing, it was an effort. You know, it was a lot of work to get the thing off the ground, especially when you just want to focus on the main thing and keeping the main thing, right? You know, keeping the adjustment centered and innate intelligence centered and subluxation centered, and keep that as what you're doing and teaching people that it's a calling and it's a mission. And when you persevere through that can you share with some things with people? Because I've been in that place. I've been there. So we're like, oh, you know, years ago, we were like, oh, do we get a job? Do we do something else? And so I know a lot of chiropractors have that experience, you know, and you've broken through that with your wife as a team, with a family, kids, and are thriving. How do you tell people to not give up that are in that first year, that second year, and that want to do things the way and serve the principle?
Man, I think the biggest thing is that when you around other chiropractors, other peers, and they're doing amazing, you have goals, and mm-hmm. What you're focused on is getting to those goals. The things in between that you have to learn. The biggest thing that I learned, man, is just being myself. Practice. When I started being myself and being confident in who I was, being a person from New Orleans, Louisiana, who grew up in the ghetto, that my wife is very smart, good speech. Man, you know, some words I can't even say. I have to Google the spell, and I'm just being honest, man. And, you know, we all doc. You know, I'm a doctor, but I work really hard at it. But just being who I was and just accepting that I'm original, I'm a street as a doctor. And when I came at the practice members in the office from just who I was, man, mm-hmm. we started to flourish, you know, wearing what I wanted to wear. You know, not saying that I'm looking like an office, but if I wanted to wear a pair of sneakers on a particular day, I do that, and the people accept me for who I am, uh-huh. and I'm able to just deliver the rawness of who I am to the people, and they're in my community being able to accept who I am, and I'm able to just to be confident in delivering the message of chiropractic that way. And that was the most important thing, man, and not being someone else and not doing what other people do. The other thing we had to do was learn how to adapt to our community. Certain things that people were telling me they were doing across the country in their right. offices and the way they were doing it didn't work for our community.
Right.
You know, so we had to adapt to our, it's like homeostasis all over. Right. You got to adapt to your community, man, and understand what your community, what they want. How can you get the message to them? And yeah. also, man, and just realizing who your target market was. You know what right. I mean? I understood that for me, it was a big need in Dallas, but in DeSoto, Texas, where our office is, that the African population was underserved, that people, they don't know what chiropractic is. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we had a niche. We see people from all ethnic backgrounds, all different races in our office. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, but I felt like, man, a black doctor, and only 3%, 3.8% of the doctors in the country are black. I'm like, man, here, we need to target that market that mm-hmm. we know we can make a big impact in. It was important.
Absolutely. You know, and I practiced for 17 years now in Boulder. Looking forward to you getting to return to Colorado, because you know how beautiful it is having lived here.
Absolutely.
You know, I went through those years of like, I have a script. Somebody told me to do something. They're from some other country, and I'm doing my doctor's report. I'm nailing every single word of the, and then it's not working. And I'm like, but I said every word exactly right. But you know what? I wasn't being me. I wasn't being my work. I wasn't being authentic. And so I wasn't shining through. And people don't like that, right?
Right.
At all.
I agree.
So important for people. And you can be authentic and be true to chiropractic. You know,
absolutely, man. It's a great thing to really just wake up every day and say, man, you know what? I'm being myself. I'm giving my all. And when you start, and from my experience, I can't speak from other people, but from my experience, when I started,
right,
then the referrals started coming. You know, I'm not even working as hard
right.
anymore to get new practice members. It's like they're starting to be attracted to our office, you know what
right.
I mean? Because it's just coming, and it's that spot of knowing who you are and accepting that you have something, which is the chiropractic adjustment that your community demands, and then they just start to magnify it to you.
Right, absolutely. Especially when people's lives start changing, you know, your heart and your hands are in the right place, because they know if your heart and hands are not in the right place, you know?
Absolutely.
And they know when it's so. Now, what about that dynamic? And I know it's not always easy, but it's also at the same time a huge blessing to be able to, you know, have a partner, right, who you share your life with and same vision.
You know, our dynamic, man. My wife is very organized. I'm not the most organized person, but I'm GSD, man. Get stuff done. And you know, I had to eat a big piece of humble pie and realize that, you know, my wife is very organized. I'm gonna let her take over,
right,
and call the shots, and I'm gonna go and play my role very good. So now our dynamic is great, because my wife don't adjust unless I'm out of town for a conference or a seminar. I adjust, but she runs the team. She runs the team meetings. She runs the huddles.
Right.
And now I'm a part of the team instead of saying, I'm gonna do this. I know this more than you do. I really just play my position, and I humble myself to say, hey, this woman has worked in corporate America and
right.
ran a major franchise store. So she really knows how to run a business and how to manage a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't have that.
Right.
So when we started to do that, man, we know our roles. we play very, we cater to each other's strengths. You know what I mean? She's strong at organization. I can get out and get new practice members do it via a talk or an event. So our dynamic works real well in our team and our practice.
Right, and that's so important for people, especially that husband-wife chiropractic team. I love seeing that. It's amazing. And then, you know, the Cairo kids that you have are awesome too, right? So now with coming out to some things that you want to share and focus on.
Man, the one thing I want to really focus on, like I mentioned earlier, man, out to people that in today's chiropractic and principal chiropractic, man, you could just go in the struggle. And everybody, you know, we have all of these stories, man. You have an organization, Matt, a different organization. You have these people who are just coming out the gates from day one, and their practice is seeing 4 visits a week. For most of us, and most of us in chiropractic, it's not going to be like that, man. It's going to be a slow climb. You have to understand that it's okay. If your buddy's seeing 1,000 and you're seeing 100, it's okay. It's a good thing. Celebrate that.
Right.
He's seeing 1,000. There's things that they know and they understand that don't. So you have to get to those levels. And it's okay to start off. Some people ask, man, what kind of animal are you? And I'm like, dude, I'm a lion. I'm a beast. You know, some of my friends got cool. They're buffaloes and they're rhinos. And I said, you know what? I'm kind of like a tortoise. And I looked up on a tortoise. You're a tortoise? You don't call yourself a tortoise? Yeah, I'm a slow learner. But once I get it, I got it, and we can blow up. And a lot of us can understand that it's okay to be slow, to start off slow. As long as you're learning each day, that's fine. And we don't have to go into selling products and stuff. If that's what your passion is, that's what you want to do, that's fine. But if you're not what you want to do, not your passion, you can make it in principal chiropractic, man. It's just slow.
Right. And that's, you know who wins the race, right?
Yeah.
I'm
preaching. Because I'm the choir. I've been through it, man. It's been a lot of hard days, man. There was a time when my wife and I, our cell phones got cut off in practice, and my parents in our house, our rent at the time. We didn't have a house at the time, so I know all about it, man. You know, I'm speaking from experience.
Yep. Hey, I've been there. We just went down. Things shifted. And we've been successful for years, and then we were like selling our cars, and then we had to rebuild. You know, these things happen. It's part of life, and that's all. You got to run your own race, right? You know, it's your race that you're running. It's seeing when you compare to other people, your energy go down because you could start to get envious rather than, well, I want to grow and I'm going to learn. And I always tell people that the most important element of your practice, you know, is not all the stuff around them. Nice office, you want nice tables, you don't want things to look bad. You want to, you know, dress well, look clean cut, and you know, and be good. But the most part of your practice is you, your heart, your focus, your soul. You're the most important element, and you got to better yourself, better your communication, better your adjusting skills, and better all the things about yourself, your focus, your rituals. But it's not for you or about you. It's about the people you're taking care of. When you can better yourself because you know you're taking care of people, and you got to do it better for them, you know, then you reach new levels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I know you do lots of community outreach, like you do lunch and learns, you pack the house. Tell people about some of the things that you do, like to help get the message out to people.
We do a lunch and learns. We do a in our community. So we're in, so as you have Dallas, Texas, and you have these surrounding areas. So we're in DeSoto, Texas. So in that area, man, it's, you know, in that area alone, it's about 100,000 people. But we're on the border right outside of Dallas. So on that border, outside of Dallas, you can hit so many events. So it's always something that's going on because Dallas is one of the biggest cities in the country. So we do festivals and health fairs. We're Bible Belt, right? So the Bible Belt, you know, there's tons of churches. So there's a church every weekend that's pretty much having a health fair. So, you know, we do a lot of different things, lunch and learns, the dinner with the doctors, you know, the basic things that chiropractors, that I know. So we do those things that drive new practice members. But the biggest thing for us, you know, lately, as I say, we just been finding our own and how to rock our community has been the referrals. And that's always the best.
Yeah.
I don't care how many people you bring from the outside, the referrals is just
always the best. Yeah.
Can't speak nothing about the referrals. They're just great.
Yeah. And so wrapping up, I know you always, you know, lend a hand to help people. If people want to find you or connect with you, how would they do that? How would they connect with you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Cornell Zeus Cornish. Most people in chiropractic call me Zeus a lot. I don't even think most of them know my real name. I'm on Instagram, CornC953.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter, Dr. Cornell Senior. And our office is CTC Chiropractic. I'm in DeSoto, Texas. So, yeah, follow me on social media, man. I'm, you know, just really just eager to spread the word of chiropractic, man, and health and healing, getting people together naturally.
Awesome. And we'll put all those in the blog notes so people know to find you. And one thing to end up with, whether a person's been practicing 20 years or a few months out, what do you want to leave them with as an advice to serve?
Marathon. Marathon. You know, a lot of people jump out the gate sprinting, man, and that's good for them. But it's a marathon. Every day it's a fight, man. You know, we think that people love chiropractic. And the truth is, we love chiropractic. They don't. They want to get out of pain. And we have to be consistent and learning every day to realize that these people know nothing about chiropractic and that we have to continually educate them, not just with reports, not just with handouts, but with love, enthusiasm, having our mental right, having our physical, our spiritual right, starting with ourselves, loving on our spouses and our family, and that's going to come out into the community, man, and then people will start to love chiropractic. But it's a fight, it's a marathon. They don't love it like we want to believe they do, you mm-hmm. know.
And those are really wise words, and when it's a marathon, the tortoise wins.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I just want to say what you guys are doing down there, man, with my heart. It's amazing, man, and we're thankful for people like you for the word out about chiropractic and really just having the heart of service and just putting chiropractic on the map all over the country and all over the world. So thank you, man. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you for being part of it. The intention is from the center of the country, inside out, to have an anchor program where we start getting chiropractors to shift more to keep in the center on subluxation, adjustment, innate, and the principle. So I appreciate you being part of the movement. And if you have not registered for Mile High, www.milehighchiro.org, August 18th to 21st. See you there. It's going to be awesome. Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.